We started off this morning talking about account transcripts in lieu of closing letters. Is there anything more to say about that, Mr. Alcott?
Well, I think that you described, you know, the background and the environment correctly, but I just want to make an observation, and that is that while this a transcript that has a certain code in it that indicates that the estate tax audit is closed, the same as a closing letter would, requires the transcript to have a code. That is to say, somebody has to enter a code into a computer. And there's absolutely no reason, it seems to me, even though my three-year-old grandson knows more about computers than I do, why, when that code is entered, the computer could not generate a closing letter. After all, there's nothing in the closing letter. They all say the same thing. They have the name and address and taxpayer identification number, but the computer already has that. It doesn't always even say what the amount of the tax is, only that the tax owed is zero. And then they could, the computer, I'm sure, or machines could fold it and put it in a window envelope, and it would be mailed postage free. And yet, to save money, they're going to require us to call in and ask them to prepare a closing letter. And then, of course, they will if they're only asked. And that saves money. Everybody knows that's absurd. This has got to be a product of some offices in the IRS not really talking to each other. I think the seed has been planted, and eventually they will wise up.